The Atlantic salmon is one of Ireland's iconic species, celebrated on our stamps, coins, and in the stories we read to our children. Yet the numbers of this powerful, tenacious migratory fish have declined by 60% over the last 40 years. And there are real fears that the conservation measures underway may not save the salmon from extinction in the longer term. Dr. Niall O'Mueledy is a fishery scientist with the Marine Institute, and he was my host for a recent visit to the Institute's Salmon Research Centre just outside of Newport, County Mayo. Niall told me that records are available that show just how bad things have become for our native Atlantic salmon.
We have certainly records, we have catch records, we have information from fisheries going back to the late 1800s. And we would consider, from the information we have from then, that the current situation we're in now is probably amongst the lowest stock returns that we've ever seen.
The research centre at Newport in the Burrishool Valley has been a base for research on the salmon since 1955. It lies just north of Clew Bay and at the base of the Neffenbeg mountain range, in an area of stunning natural beauty. The site is located at the juncture of two connected lakes, a saltwater lake called Loch Furness that connects Clew Bay and the Atlantic Ocean, and a freshwater lake, Loch Fia, that provides access to the upper river salmon spawning grounds in the Neffenbeg range. This means that all fish movements, upstream and downstream, from sea to river and river to sea, can be precisely counted using salmon traps. The adult salmon start to arrive back from their feeding grounds in the Faroe Islands or off western Greenland in the month of June. Some adult salmon may have migrated more than 4,000 miles across open ocean to get home to arrive back at the Burrishool River. I went for a walk up along the banks of the river with Ger Rogan, fishery scientist and the man in charge of the fish census, our counting programme. Ger showed me the salmon trapping facility and he explained how it works.
There might be a fish in the trap, so we can have a look and see if there is something in it.
Right, let's have a look.
Okay, so this is the entrance into the trap. And as you can see, there is actually a fish in it.
Wow, there's a lovely fish. He's quite a nice looking fish. The fish in the trap was magnificent. A streamlined beauty weighing about 4 kilos, Ger estimated. I happily scooped the salmon into the net Ger gave me, and as I lifted the fish out of the water, I could feel its muscular power, saw its silver flash, and, as it thrashed about, I set it free. The fishery scientists at Newport know that there are some 600 adult fish associated with the Burrishool River. That indicates, they say, a population living on the edge, as 600 is also the so-called conservation number for the river, meaning the number of adult fish needed to replenish the population. The Burrishool River is also an index river for the other 144 Irish salmon rivers. That means that trends affecting the Burrishool are seen as indicative for native salmon generally. Pat Hughes is the Rod Fishery Manager of the Burrishool Fishery and a local man. He's concerned about the fall in salmon numbers since he began as the fishery manager in the late 1980s.
Numbers were huge. Like the first year I took over the Rod Fishery, we had something like a rod catch of 600 and something fish. That was in 1989, and that's not too far back. Would have included wild and ranched at the time because we were allowed to kill wild as well as ranched. Now we're talking less than 100. Some last year was less than 100, as was the year previous.
Brian Lovering from Bristol in England is smiling, having just caught a salmon. Brian's been coming for 20 years, and despite the steady fall off in salmon numbers, he still keeps coming. And the question I put to him is why?
The company of Joe Donnellan, my gilly. No, I mean, it's a beautiful and spoilt area, and it's not the most prolific salmon fishery in the world, but it's got a lovely charm.
But charm alone won't save our native Atlantic salmon. Niall O'Mueledy again.
There certainly might be some local effects, but this problem we're looking at is a marine problem. And currently, research initiatives are being geared up towards going offshore, going to look at the choke points during the salmon migrations to see, can we pick up where at sea we're actually losing most of the fish on their migration between the Faroes feeding grounds, or if they're going to Greenland, between the Greenland feeding grounds and back again, because it is a marine problem.
Niall outlined why he and many others were attracted to work on salmon conservation, and why losing what is essentially Ireland's national fish would be such a tragedy.
We liked their tenacity. We liked the tenacity of the salmon. We liked the idea that they go out and make this amazing journey into the unknown. We love the idea that when they come back, they'll battle all obstacles to get upstream, to get to their spawning river. And we love the idea that it's the same place that they were born that they're trying to get back to. It seems strange. It seems like we're trying to, you know, apportion human characteristics to these fish. But this is what they do. And they've been doing it for so long. And wouldn't it be such a pity to see that lost to a country where we actually use it as a national emblem?
Watch the Galway salmon run, like silver dancing, darting in the sun, living on your western.